very warm welcome. I'm Will, I'm the pastor here, and standing next to me is my dear brother, Johnny Burgess. Now, many of us might recognise Johnny. That would either be because he visited us, what was it, maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
Or because, as I hope many of us are doing, we're supporting him through things like social media. Johnny is one of our two mission partners, and I've got three sort of main questions for you. But just to start with a mini question, because a lot of us know the answer already, not all of us. What do you do?
Thanks. Well, it's really great to be here. I'm teaching the Bible, God's precious word, in the Gambia, particularly trying to train people to teach God's word and pass it on to others so that people can come to know Christ and grow in him.
Great. Johnny, last time you were with us, you shared your personal testimony. That's on the website, available through the app. So I'd warmly encourage people to listen to that. It's a great story. But for now, just tell us what's up. What's the news? What's been happening in the last year? Give us a picture.
Thanks. Well, a few pictures hopefully will accompany what I got to say, if they're good to go. The first question people often ask me is, where on earth is the Gambia? And that's the answer. It's just the smallest mainland African country in Africa, just on the west coast there, surrounding the River Gambia. And I'm privileged to be there teaching, like I said, at a small school of ministry called SO. That's the students, and next to me there in the picture is Pastor Stephen, the director of this school. And that's my primary responsibility, to help train these people. They're a real mixture. Some of them are pastors, but have had no training at all in what they're doing. Others might be pastors in the future, a whole range of people that age and stage, different West African nationalities. So we're teaching them. We focus on preaching and discipleship, so how God's word helps us to grow as we follow Christ. That's the main thing. Church also, I'm obviously involved in a local church and involved in teaching a bit there as well, and trying to get to know people there and share life and the gospel with them. And thirdly, I suppose, learning. I've got a huge amount still to learn about the Gambia and about how to relate to people there, how to teach, how to communicate with people. So those are the key things I'm up to. In terms of news, like Will asked, I'll just share very briefly now. I'll share more this evening at the prayer meeting. But excitingly, the school is developing and growing, and we've got a plot of land which we're hoping to develop to become a residential Bible school for these people. We believe that will be the most effective way to train people. And so praise God, that has just about begun. It's underway. The next picture should show some work going on. God has been providing money through people's generosity, which is wonderful. So we're hoping to begin construction. And just last week, a crucial piece of land documentation came through. So that's a great answer to prayer. Still more documentation and hoops to jump through to pray for. But that's a big piece of news, that project is getting underway.
Thanks, mate. You're looking good in the photos. You're looking good here this morning. You know, body and soul are together. I'm guessing there have been some encouragements. What are some of the reasons for which you give thanks to God, for particular, you know, fruit or advances or, you know, what are some of the encouragements?
Yeah, well, so much to praise God for. I've highlighted a few things on a slide. Do praise God above all for his faithfulness and provision and grace. He is so constant, steadfast, unchanging. He covers all our sins and deals with all our weaknesses and failures. And he's provided in countless ways. So I'm hugely thankful above all for God and his faithfulness and grace. A few people I'm particularly thankful for. Pastor Stephen, who you saw in that photo, I've really hit the jackpot working with him. He is just a wonderful, godly, humble man, and it's a real privilege to work with him. That's him and his family. I'm so privileged to be at this school. It's doing a really vital work, and there's a desperate need, which I'll say a bit more about this evening. But I'm thrilled to have lots of really urgent and important work to be doing. Praise God as well for Mama. If you read my prayer emails or my blog, you'll hear lots about Mama. She is an absolute hero, full of motherly care and love and encouragement and wisdom. So those are things I'm hugely thankful for.
Johnny, close now before we pray for you by being as candid as you can be, you know, be vulnerable if you want. What are some of the challenges, the things that have been harder?
Yeah, thanks. There are challenges, as with anywhere. And I very much felt the devil's opposition to the work, and in a way that's encouraging that we're on to the right thing. Pray particularly for a couple of struggles, which I mention. One would be friendships. It's slow and it's hard, but building friendships and relationships in a new culture, if you've ever crossed a culture, you'll know what that's like. And so it can be lonely at times, and do pray for that. Pray for the house as well. This is where I'm hoping to live next year. It's currently being built, as you can see in the picture. So that's a bit up in the air, whether I'll have a home to live in come January. So do pray for that. Other things to pray for would be the school, and for this work to develop and progress, and for God to be kind and to provide for all that we need for that. And then do pray for the Gambia as a country. If you ever happen to see anything on the news, you have to dig around a bit because it rarely makes the headlines. But there are issues. The president is pretty unpredictable and eccentric at times, and there are causes for concern. And there are elections coming up in December, and so there's been some unusual signs of opposition. People are normally far too afraid to say anything, but people have been speaking out a bit. So there's been a bit of tension and some pretty brutal response to that from the authorities. So things are a touch unsettled at times. So please do pray for that. And pray that the gospel would continue to go out and that we'd continue to have freedom. In December, the president announced that the Gambia is now an Islamic republic, which just came out of nowhere. He's supposed to have a parliament who discussed these things, but so no one really knows what difference that's going to make. There's a lot of uncertainty. But just pray above all that there will continue to be an open door for the work of the gospel. And pray for God's people, including myself, to not be afraid, to continue to have confidence, like we're hearing this morning, in the gospel and in Christ.
Thanks, Bro. Johnny will be at tonight's prayer meeting. He'll be going more in depth. He'll have more information. We'll be able to pray for him more fully then. So come along tonight. Details of the prayer meeting are on the back of the handout in your Bibles. John is hanging out with me this afternoon. I think some of us are going to a barbecue, one of the growth groups. I'm sure the Halfords wouldn't mind the odd gate crasher. If you want to catch up with Johnny Moore this afternoon, Mark's giving me thumbs up. In the meantime, let me pray for you now, Bro, and then we'll carry on. Father God, thanks for our dear brother Johnny. Thanks for his heart that took him across the world. Father, thank you for this wonderful pastor over him, Stephen. Father, please would Johnny be just an encouragement to Stephen. And Father, please would Stephen carry on being a wonderful encouragement to Johnny. Keep Johnny close to you personally, Father. Despite cultural challenges and differences that Johnny has to spend emotional energy overcoming, please help Johnny to enjoy a huge amount of happiness in his personal relationship with you, and would that overflow into him investing in and pouring himself into these young pastors and other students with fabulous potential to take your gospel to the ends of the earth and West Africa. Father, please keep Johnny safe physically, keep him safe spiritually, protect him from attack. Father, you know all the other things that he needs that we don't, and some of which maybe even Johnny himself doesn't. You know him better than he knows himself. So bless him. Would he feel your love, and would you make him magnificently effective and productive for your glory? Thank you for the privilege that we have of supporting him. Amen.